Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
North Nashville has a tree problem. We'll be talking about what some local volunteers did to fix that.
Are you driving too fast through your neighborhood? Metro Council thinks so.
Plus, have you seen so many murals in one area? If you want to get insta-famous, all you need is 12 South.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. A lot of problems in Nashville. Tree problems.
Converted school bus problems.
Bus problems. Mural too much.
Murals.
Too little of some things.
Too much of others.
Too many of others. too much traffic is also the issue in Nashville. I think it was a few days ago, maybe a week ago, where we had mentioned something happening near Trinity Lane, and you know, Trinity Lane is one of those things. If you're planning on living anywhere near Trinity Lane, that's just where you hear a lot of issues for Nashville traffic. The same things for James Robertson Parkway seems to be
way too familiar.
seems to be in that same area as well. There's an article from News Channel 5 about a crash just a few days ago on I-24, shutting down eastbound lanes in Davidson County. It involved a converted school bus.
We don't know what that is.
I think it's like somebody building like
an RV.
An RV out of their school bus, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It just looks like one car is flipped over on the median.
The bus pushed it on the guardrail and it's just chilling there.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to see in Nashville. Maybe it's ink. Maybe it's a converted school bus.
But you know what you're not going to see a lot of if you go into North Nashville?
And that's trees.
It's trees. of course. Why would, you know, everybody knew that. There's not a lot of trees in North Nashville. No, just kidding. Almost nobody knew that. But according to News Channel 5, dozens of volunteers gathered on the Fisk University campus this week to help plant dozens of trees in an event that Fisk leaders said they continued the university's history of social justice.
The Martin Luther King Jr. event was hosted by Nashville Tree Foundation, and they actually planted a lot of trees. The initiative included planting over 300 trees in North Nashville and distributing another 300 for people to go home and plant themselves.
All right.
Themselves or the trees?
Plant themselves.
Trees.
Just kidding.
Also, if you're talking about trees, the Tennessee Environmental Council just had an Instagram post, I think 3 or 4 days ago. They were giving away free trees to plant in your yard, which is amazing.
So the Tennessee Environmental Council, we've gotten to know them pretty well. And they've got tons of stuff for you guys to, if you want to plant a certain type of garden, if you want to start a compost, if you want to do any of those things, lots of resources with the Tennessee Environmental Council. I would encourage you guys to check that out. One of the interesting things, Stuart, that I've noticed coming to Tennessee is that all of the neighborhoods and their speed limits. So where I'm from up in Kentucky, like the neighborhood to go into my neighborhood, the speed limit is 25. When I got down to Tennessee, I noticed that it was
30.
Yeah, somewhere in that area, which I thought was, you know, I didn't really think of anything different from it. But now I'm seeing that the Metro Council, according to News Channel 5, is thinking about changing that speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 25 throughout the neighborhoods of Nashville.
And this is in partnership with Walk Bike Nashville that says this could force people to slow down and stop driving recklessly in Nashville neighborhoods. The group says speed determines how a severe crash will be, and just a few miles per hour difference can have a huge impact, which is very true.
Yeah.
I've taken numerous defensive driving courses, and they said if you're going 5 miles over this, this is what the impact's going to be like.
So specifically for the neighborhoods and these speed limits, if a pedestrian, which we've had a lot of issues with pedestrians being hit in Nashville, not necessarily in neighborhoods as much as interstates and Broadway, but if a pedestrian is struck by a vehicle at 25 miles an hour, they have a 25% risk of serious or fatal injury, but that risk jumps up to 50% when you get up to 33 miles an hour. So could be some good things for preventative care for if an incident like that were to happen.
My biggest question out of this article from News Channel 5 is who's paying for all of these signs to get replaced in every single neighborhood?
It's our tax dollars. It's our tax dollars.
Oh, I thought we were bankrupt.
No, it's the signs. We need the signs. One of the things that has been really cool is I've taken during the weekends to kind of drive out and explore other areas of Nashville and just kind of drive around and look at these places. One of the places I went to recently just to drive around is Leaper's Fork.
It's so nice.
It makes you really want to spend some more time in that area. But Leaper's Fork Distillery is right down there in that area.
Puckett's is down there.
Puckett's. It's not hard to miss any of those things. It's all along the same line.
It's like the size of my yard.
Yeah, and literally. But one of the things I thought was interesting that I didn't notice before is I had some Bongo Java beans for coffee beans at home, and I knew they were whiskey infused. It's kind of like it's like a specialty blend that Bongo Java does, but they actually are in partnership with Leaper's Fork Distillery.
That's amazing.
When they roast these beans. And so after I visited Leaper's Fork and kind of drove through the area, I broke out those Bongo Java beans. That's what I have, actually what I brought with me today. That's the coffee that I brought. And it is so good. I couldn't recommend these beans enough. It's not necessarily a light roast. It's a good medium roast with a really nice smelling blend of Leaper's Fork Distillery whiskey in there.
Well, I think you need to bring some of that tomorrow. We will be drinking that out of our Nashville Daily mugs.
Yes.
That you can get over at our Patreon page by visiting our show notes.
Yeah. So if you're looking for some local coffee beans with a little bit of a kick, at least just in the taste, I don't think there's too much whiskey in there to make a true difference, but the smell and the taste are really good. Bongo Java and Leaper's Fork have a tremendous kind of a whiskey blend for beans. If you're looking for something new in the area of coffee, that's one that I would recommend. All right, let's head over to Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to learn about some country music and the history of country music in the United States, and in particular in the city of Nashville. And the best way to do that is by visiting the Country Music Hall of Fame that's located in downtown Nashville in between 4th and 5th Avenue on Demumbrian Street.
You know what I think is really cool? Because even though the ribbon cutting for the National Museum of African American Music was a few days ago, they're still actually not open to the public just yet. It'll not
January
too long.
30th is when they're starting public tours.
So if you've kind of got that feeling, you want to go visit some music museums and kind of get the feeling of that nostalgia for the history of music in general, and you want to go visit there right before they open up, it's great to go over to the Country Music Hall of Fame. You can actually go for free if you haven't already gotten your passport book from the public library, so you can look into that and see how you can get a free admission into the Hall of Fame if you're a Nashvillian. And take a tour in there. And Stuart, you've been more times than I have. What's some of your favorite things that you've seen inside of the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Well, the first thing I show anybody that I'm taking to the Country Music Hall of Fame is the banjo that's made out of a beaver skin. And
yeah, that's unique.
It's super unique. It's one of the first instruments inside of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Wow.
You see the ears of the beaver on the banjo. Like, it's just great. And then the second thing I show them is there's a sewing machine in the Country Music Hall of Fame from Nudie. And Nudie was a clothing designer. He designed all of these huge, elaborate outfits with the sparkling fake rhinestones and all that stuff. But I show the sewing machine. I talk a little bit about that history. And then one of the most unique things is Elvis Presley's Cadillac that has the gold records on top. It has a cell phone and a television inside of this Cadillac. It's absolutely fantastic to learn about the history of these artists.
If Elvis was still alive today, would he be proud of that exhibit?
I don't know. I think so, but I think Elvis may be really like hip with the times. Or he may be, I don't know.
He'd be one of the cool old people.
Yeah, one of the really, really cool old people.
One of the things to do after that, Walk of Fame Park is right across from there. If it's a nice day, if the sun is out, it, you know, it's supposed to be in the 50s. So hopefully it could be a nice day out there. The sun peaks out and take a look at Walk of Fame Park. It's transformed into something really nice across from there. I've been excited to see how it's transformed from homeless park to Walk of Fame Park.
And then once you're done with that, walk down to 2nd and Demumbrian and get a delicious lunch at Cafe Intermezzo. I would recommend one of their crepes or one of their hot chocolates because that could be a lunch in itself.
Yeah, and they do have some outdoor seating there. It's some of the only outdoor seating I've seen in that area. So if you want some good food, good drinks, and an outdoor dining option, Cafe Intermezzo is going to be your choice there. All right, that is Explorer's Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
And we have a very exciting Nashville story episode coming up for you guys soon. We're talking with Jeff Lee, who is the owner of Ensemble and $10 Boutique in the 2nd Avenue area. And if that, you know, area sounds like it may not have any businesses anymore because of the Christmas Day bombing, that is correct. We're talking with Jeff about the perspective of what it was like experiencing that from a business owner's perspective in the 2nd Avenue area during that time. We're releasing that episode early. It's normally on Saturdays. We're releasing that on Friday for Patreon subscribers. So if you want to hear that a day early, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. You can learn how to subscribe there and also get a Nashville Daily coffee mug along with that subscription. Drink along with that Bongo Java Whiskey Leaper's Fork Distillery coffee with us in your Nashville Daily coffee mug. For more information, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
All right, so we are still in 12 South. You may be like, you guys have been in 12 South for a long time. Since November, we've been in 12 South, just to remind everybody. But
they've squeezed so much into there.
There's so much to talk about, and that's why we're dedicating 2 episodes to murals in 12 South.
That's how much they squeezed in there. So we have to have 2 segments with murals just in that area.
Yeah, and so they have some of the best murals. I would say they have the best mural, like, square mile in the city of Nashville than anywhere else in the city.
Well, that's why if you like taking photos of unique things that are, I'm not saying murals are a true Nashville thing, but we've really kind of made it into its own element here in the city and its own thing to where, you know, we have a community around, not necessarily around the murals, but we have community because of some of these murals, and some of them are, you know, famous really not only citywide, statewide, and nationwide. Now they're known for symbols of hope, and that's what this first one is really known as, a symbol of hope for Nashville.
Yeah, so this is found right next to the Draper James Building on 12 South, and this is the I Believe in Nashville mural. They have, as of the recording of this podcast, I believe they have 4 in the city of Nashville. They have 1 in East Nashville, which became really famous with the Nashville tornado when it hit the east basement east, and that mural was standing. They have this one in 12 South. They have 1 in Marathon Village, and then they have another one in East Nashville, I believe, off of McGavick Pike. It's like this really weird one that's like, it looks like it's somebody's yard, but it's not. But this mural has a fascinating story because in the flood of 2010, the owners of this mural, they wanted to paint this mural to represent the hope of rebuilding and coming together as a city, as I Believe in Nashville. And like that just makes sense, like everyone coming together, I Believe in Nashville, and the help of the restoration of the Nashville flood.
Yeah, and really to see it after the tornado with that photo, with the damaged building and pretty much all that was left of the basement east, was the portion of the building that housed that I Believe in Nashville mural, at least the one in East Nashville, was really kind of took this mural to a new level of recognition, being a symbol for Nashville. So not only did it did it get to be a symbol of hope for after the flood in rebuilding Nashville, but also for the tornado of 2020. So a fascinating story behind this mural. I don't know if any mural in Nashville will come close to the history that this one has. There are some, the one in the Gulch is definitely famous, the Angel Wings one, but as far as history, I think this one takes the cake.
All right, so the next mural we're talking about is actually on the Draper James mural or building, and this is the Draper James postcard and stripes mural. So this postcard is you see.
Oh, so it's supposed to be a postcard.
Window. Yeah, you sit in front of a little window and you get the Draper James postcard with that bench, and then they have a wall that's blue and white, and this represents the colors or the theme of the store, and it's a really cool one for groups because this mural is quite large compared to some of the other murals in 12 South.
It's very bright, it's very eye-catching, and it looks really good. Things that are also really good is food. You may have remembered during the restaurant portion of our tour around Nashville and 12 South, talked about a Mediterranean barbecue, kind of upscale restaurant called A Piece. Well, on the side of this building, there's actually a few things, but one of them is the Make Music Not War mural. And one that's you see is if you're on Nashville, you see a lot of Instagram posts. This is one that you'll see a lot of people take a photo with because it's around the height to take a photo with. There leaves plenty of room for you to stand beside it and take a photo of it. But essentially, there are two records kind of on top of each other, and then it says "Make Music, Not War." I think that's a good Nashville slogan.
And then another mural, and this one's really hard to find the name of it. Some people have called it the flower mural. Some people have called it the garden floral. So this is located on the side of the Greenpeace Salon.
I think this is like right across from that Make Music Not War one. Like
I think it's like right next to it. Like yeah, I was touching it.
Yeah, it's very close to it.
But this like has all different types of flowers, like sunflowers and roses. And it's just a really pretty mural representing the different flowers in Middle Tennessee. And then the next mural that we're going to talk about is actually behind Frothy Monkey, and it's right next to a dumpster, so it's really, really interesting. And this is the Nashville Looks Good on You TN mural. It's nice black and white, so very easy color scheme.
It's a very minimalist mural.
But they have like six of them around the city of Nashville.
They've done a good job with branding this one.
Yeah, so this is actually a clothing brand here in Nashville that did this mural, and what's really interesting, it's right next to the dumpster, so it looks really good next to that dumpster.
Yeah, I think we have video of this, so we'll make sure to post a video where you can see
me standing that in front of these murals
in the show notes. Yeah, but that one is a good one to take a pic. If you don't mind being close to a dumpster, that one's actually not too bad to take a photo with. And then the next mural that we have is themed Looking Pretty Music City.
And has a lot of shoes, and it looks like a cactus and a palm tree. And I was like, where is this palm tree? And it has like this rolling hill turning into a mountain, and then there's this sunshine, and the sun has pretty.
That's a palm. Oh, city. I see the palm tree now.
Yeah, you see that palm tree?
I see it.
Random cactus.
I thought that was a cactus.
And then I don't know what the swirly things are in this mural, but it looks like it's coming from somebody's shoes. So maybe the motion of the Music City type theme, like, hey, dance to our music.
I like it. Yeah. That works for me.
I don't think I have a photo of me in front of this mural yet.
No, I don't think so. I think this one's newer on the scale of, I think they're actually, this one I think replaced, there's a very bright colored one, I think, where this one used to be.
Well, there was the Nashville Zoo one that's still up the road. We'll talk about more of that tomorrow because that one changes.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking about.
It's confusing on 12 South.
There's a lot.
It is a lot of murals. We're going to be talking more extensively about more murals tomorrow.
So you can figure out where you can plot your way to becoming insta-famous and going on a self-guided mural tour during these. If you decided to press pause, go down to 12 South and hear us talk about these murals and then take a photo with it, if you do that, tag us. We'll send you something special for doing that because that sounds really cool. I would do that. That's just me.
Well, what's really interesting is you can go see all these murals for free, or you can pay somebody to take you to them. Just listen to this podcast and go do them for
free. Yeah, do it for free. All right. More murals coming tomorrow. In the meantime, our local artist of the day is Kyle Mercer. We're going to be playing his song, Sincerely Me. You can find a Spotify link in the show notes. You can also find in those show notes all of the local artists who have been featured here on the podcast. We have them in one convenient playlist. It's called Nashville Daily Artist of the Day playlist. That is on Spotify, and we would love if you could give that a follow. And also, if you're looking to discover more local talent here in Nashville, that is going to be the playlist for you. A little bit about Kyle. He's been in Nashville for 11 years, also a graduate of Belmont and a Navy veteran. So thank you so much, Kyle, for your service and for this song. Here's Kyle Mercer with Sincerely Me.
Another day on the front line in a land I don't know. Head back to my station, and the sand starts to blow. Today some mail came for me, so I pulled out this letter and started to read. Hello, my name is Mary Jo Sue, and I'm proud of the things that you do, protecting different color crayons. My teacher says you're out there alone, in the draw you a picture, remind you of home. I hope you like what you see. Sincerely, your new friend, me. Now there's no time to think as the bullets fly by. Gotta hold back the tears once again, fight to survive. God, I've been out here too long, but her little words help me hang on. And she says, my name is Mary Jo Sue, and I'm proud of the things that you do, protecting my mama and my friends. I hope you like different colored crayons. My teacher says you're out there alone, in the draw you a picture, remind you of home. I hope you like what you see. Sincerely, your new friend, me. If it ain't and I don't make it back, I hope this note gets to you. Thank you, Mary Jo Sue. To think of me was awful nice of you. I'm home now with family and friends. I carried that note to the end. I was living out there all alone, in that picture you drew, he'll bring me back home. I hope you like what you see. Here's a picture of my family. Sincerely, your new friend, me. Another day on the front line in a land I don't know.
And that was Kyle Mercer with Sincerely Me.
We are talking about more murals in 12 South, and they're pretty.
This is your guide to get Insta-famous, taking all the photos.
The selfies
with
Draper James Store. And
Draper James. Who knows?
Foxes.
Maybe Reese Witherspoon will be there.
Maybe.
Never know. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-4444. 1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.